be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
We are getting into our daily focus feature. We are looking at controversial beliefs. The time is 11:15. We are sorry about for the delay. We wanted to confirm something. Luckily, we do have Pastor Blessed Kabo on the line. Remember, yesterday we were struggling to talk to Pastor Mangwatu because of his network. Now we have Pastor Blessed Kabo on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you, madam?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing fine here. Sure.
Thank you so much. Pastor, today, before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
Sure. Shall we pray? Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to uplift and glorify your name for who you are. This moment that you've given us, Lord, to discuss about your word, controversial lessons, topics, Lord, that may bring us apart or bring us together to your will, might one of Israel. We pray that may you send the Holy Spirit and help us to understand and discuss things that will help us to grow in our spiritual life and draw many to your kingdom, that they will understand, Heavenly Father, truth and the truth alone. It is in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Let's get into it. We are looking at controversial beliefs, balancing grace and truth. Navigating controversial doctrines often feels like walking a tightrope between holding firm to truth and extending grace to those who disagree. But what if the secret lies in doing both well? Jesus modeled grace and truth perfectly, even in difficult conversation. Let's dive into how we can emulate that balance in our own theological discussion. So my pastor, why is it important to approach controversial doctrines with both grace and truth?
Sure. So what I can say on this one particularly, that we need not to be judgmental as we approach people who does not understand the truth or controversial doctrines that may bring misunderstanding, of which most of the time when we are explaining the word of God, there's what we call eisegesis and exegesis in biblical hermeneutics, which simply means, when we talk about eisegesis, it's like you are imposing your thoughts or your ideas in the Bible, but not what the Bible is talking about. And when we talk about exegesis, we are extracting the message from the Bible, what only the Bible says, not your ideas or your thoughts. So from this, as we approach controversial topics and discussing with people, we need to be categorical and clear, hence, so that we don't infringe the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that is extending, that we may not hinder those people to see the truth itself. I'll give an example of Jesus when he was walking, when he resurrected, and there were two guys who were walking from Jerusalem going to Emmaus. And as they were discussing on the road with about what happened, they were sad and talking. Jesus drew closer to them slowly and asked them what they were discussing. And then they asked him, are you the only person who does not understand what has taken place or what has happened? But I like the word that is being used in the text. The Bible says that Jesus Christ expounded the word. He did not actually reveal himself to say, I am here, I am Christ, but he begins to explain the Bible itself. So in short, what I'm saying is that the Bible and the word of God explains itself and not our own thoughts and ideas on how we can sophisticate things to make people understand. But just go to the Bible and explain it clearly the way it says, so that we don't miss we marry them, the grace and the truth that is supposed to be proclaimed to the people, sure.
Wow, beautiful one, Pastor. And how can we ensure we listen to opposing views without compromising our beliefs?
On that one, we need to be particular. We need to pay particular attention so that as the people are explaining, we're able to discern what is right from wrong. Because, you know, always the enemy, like when we go to Genesis chapter 3, when the devil deceived Eve, they were just small, small things that the devil twisted or removed or added, which confused her to identify which is truth and error. So we need to be particular so that as other people are bringing in their what they are teaching. Help and qualify properly. Sure.
Wow. Thank you so much, my pastor, for that. And what does scripture teaches us, or what does scripture teach us about disagreeing with others in love?
Okay. The scripture teaches us. That we don't need to differ because we don't agree in certain points or passages in the Bible, because disagreeing is a matter of the knowledge that we have acquired and what we have understood from the Word of God. So we can still live together, love one another, and yet we have got some passages from the Bible, some controversial things that we fail to understand, does not make us become enemies in the Word of God.
Hey.
Does not make us become enemies. Even in the church, you find that there are some topics that may come with different understanding and standpoints, but because of that, does not separate us to become enemies and maybe leave the faith of believing in Christ. According to the little knowledge that we have acquired, we need to embrace it and bit by bit be open-minded enough also to learn from others, and to detect what is important and relevant, that which can add to our salvation, and that which is carrying according to God's will. By doing that, we'll be able to manage to work together, to walk together, and to learn together to the fullest or the understanding of the full meaning of what God wants from us.
Hey, wow, powerful. How do pride and humility affect our ability to discuss doctrine effectively?
Okay, yeah, pride is another challenge that hinders the progression or the preaching of the Word of God.
Right.
Because sometimes there's this thing whereby you become proud about yourself, that you know more than others. Actually, the Word of God, when you get to know more about the Word of God, it actually brings you become humble. And you become like somebody who is able to help others and even to feel pity for others when they are not understanding or they need that knowledge to understand. So you find that instead of pride, we'll be able to lower down ourselves and to reach at a level of understanding from different views of people and to correct them amicably. But when we have that pride, it will be like there will just be arguments. At the end of argument, there will be nothing that is going to be gained or learned from that discussion. At the end of it, people get angry and nothing is achieved in that particularly. But the Word of God will always bring that humbleness in us.
Wow, beautiful one, my pastor. Last question before I let you go, pastor. What practical steps can we take to foster respectful conversation about diverse topics?
The practical steps that we can take is that we need to respect other people's view and how they understand the Bible and how they understand on controversial issues. When we respect their views, we'll be able to manage to reach at a certain level where we can be able to interact with them. Even if we differ in the way we understand, but sometimes our actions will speak louder than even what we teach and explain. I'll give an example of being an Adventist, a believer. We need to act more than we speak about the church Adventism itself. Because through our actions, our works, it will challenge those people to see, but truly these people are living according to what they do, what they proclaim, or according to what they talk about. So by doing that, our works will preach more than the words that we speak. It will help to advance and to preach the gospel and to reveal the truth about what God wants and what is preaching to us. Sure.
Wow, beautiful one, my pastor. Thank you so much for letting us talk to you today. Before I let you go, can we close with a word of prayer?
Thank you so much. I appreciate we are praying. Our God and our Father who dwells up above in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege that you've given us to discuss your word. We ask, Lord, your blessings, even as we are going to break this moment. We pray that Heavenly Father, may you continue sending the Holy Spirit in places, different places, and people that have not yet known the truth, that it may reach them, Heavenly Father, that they may make right decisions to walk with you as their personal Lord and Savior. Want to pray also for those that are not feeling well, the sick, and others that are in different predicaments of this life. May your grace and mercy reach them, King of Glory. Bless us abundantly as your children. Continue using us and inspiring us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
Sure, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was O Pastor, a blessed Cabo, talking to us about controversial beliefs under the topic that says balancing grace and truth.
Do you want to listen to Adventist World Radio SID Media but struggle with data? Don't worry. Get yourself the Hope Channel Africa decoder and switch to the Radio Bouquet to listen to your favorite Christian radio station. Contact us on +27734703520 or visit www.sidmedia.org to place your order.